In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Lakeshore Public Schools Superintendent Greg Edding has received a grade point average of 4.0 from the Board of Education. During a Monday meeting, the Lakeshore Public Schools Board of Education approved Edding's latest performance evaluation, rating him as highly effective and giving him the perfect score of 4.0.
I'd be honored to make the motion that we give Mr. Edding the rating of highly effective 4.0 in the grades that we mentioned.
Edding was told even during a challenging and interesting time like we've seen the last 2 years, he's managed to create opportunities for students. The board approved the evaluation and 7% of Edding's salary as merit pay. Also on Monday, the board voted to hire a school resource officer from the Lincoln Township Police Department. Volunteers from Whirlpool will be at Union Park in Benton Harbor on Thursday to complete a beautification project, of which the company committed to last year. The work is possible thanks to a $500,000 donation made by Whirlpool to the city. Whirlpool says the park has received updated and leveled baseball fields, new field fences, refreshed and new dugouts, new playground equipment, a refreshed pavilion and press box, repaved and expanded basketball courts, and new lights. The company says its contribution to the project is part of its racial equity pledge. Volunteers from Whirlpool will be working at the park on Thursday starting at 8:30 a.m., and the ribbon cutting for the improvements will be at 2:30. Whirlpool Corporation CEO Mark Bitzer says the volunteers are ready to roll up their sleeves and complete the work, especially for the youth in our community, and help deliver a lasting and positive impact in our local headquarters community. The grand opening for the new South Haven Senior Center will be this Friday. Senior Services of Van Buren County Director Diane Ragosi tells us they purchased the former Village Market on M140 about 2 years ago, thanks to the generosity of the Merck family. The agency then began renovations to turn the grocery store into a new full-service senior center.
It's been really fun to see it transform, but we have three pickleball courts, we have classrooms, we have a technology center, we have a lending closet, we have an office suite, we have seating for up to 300 for our lunches, and we have a walking trail that goes around the whole perimeter of the outside.
Ragosi says Friday's grand opening and ribbon cutting will feature speakers, including South Haven Mayor Scott Smith, starting at 10 a.m. They'll have door prizes, food, and activities. Then they'll do the ribbon cutting and let everyone inside. They held a soft opening in March, and Ragosi says more than 600 new people have come by already. It cost about $3 million to prepare the new center, and she says it feels great to see the community's reaction after so much hard work. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.